want to welcome everyone out this morning. This is the Tuesday, January the 15th, 2013 regular session of Commissioners Court. And I want to welcome our new commissioners. And I know everyone's excited to get to work. And I feel like we're going to have some, all going to work together and try to do what we think is right for the county. We'll start this morning with an invocation. I'll give that, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Our kind Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the opportunity that we have to be here today. We're thankful for all those who are here with us, and we're thankful for those that are willing to serve in the county. We pray that Thy Spirit will be here with us today to guide us and help us make good decisions. And we want you to know that we are thankful for the atoning sacrifice of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and this constitutional government which we live under. And we say these things in His name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
All right, item three is consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the meeting held on December the 31st, 2012.
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve the minutes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B, your payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second. Let me ask a question about that.
Which one?
Payroll.
All right.
On Paula and Stanley.
Right. Yes.
Am I missing something?
They got their leave.
They were paid what time they had left over out of their perspective. Like she was in the tax office, she had time, and Stanley had time that we actually basically legally had to pay.
It came out of the departments
of
they were in before?
Okay. Yeah, yes. And then their regular pay, like today, like yours, comes out of 401.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item D, your budget amendments.
Move to approve budget amendments.
Second.
There we go. Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. It's payroll.
Okay.
Budget amendments.
Okay.
Item E are the accounts payable.
I don't think I have anything on the mail. Move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
I'm good.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved.
Can I question that date?
Yeah.
Madam Treasurer?
Meyer.
Yes.
Can I question, the date of this payroll that we just signed up for was 12/31, and this is dated 1/15, this payroll that we're, I mean, bills that we're approving. I'm sorry, I said payroll.
That is the actual bills from last time that go back to the court, after the court actually does from the 31st, and we run everything back through, and that's, even though it was the old court, it's going today, and you're accepting with the old court.
So these bills were approved in?
On the 31st.
On the 31st of December, they were paid, and now we're just now putting them into the record? Or were they in the record?
They were not through from the 31st. We were still doing things through the day, that day, and then I've actually had to go in and void a check, and reissue a check, and put it all up on.
Okay, so then what you're saying here is that there may be an addition to this?
Which one, the 31st?
The new one. There may be.
No, you'll get it next time. You'll get it next time.
But there could be some bills that are not included in here?
No, the only thing that would be in there is if we had to, actually, I had to reissue a check on the election worker that lost a check, she never got it, and for the old year, I had to go back in and void a check and reissue the check for the 31st.
So it's not going to be a new bill come in that we hadn't seen?
No.
Item F is to accept for recording auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, and certificates. There's, the financial statement from the auditor is in the record, and all those bonds and oaths from the swearing in on the 1st.
Move to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer, to approve recording those reports and bonds and oaths. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item G are applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
I don't think we had any.
We didn't have any this time, so item G won't require any action. Item four is discuss and take action to change the jury reimbursement amount to $30 per day for the first day of service. The state's reimbursement rate is $30, and we had set it at 28, and the state will not reimburse the 28. We have to pay the 30 to get the reimbursement from the state.
Judge, I'd like to say that in reading back on this, they said they could change it, they'll look at it every quarter. So does the court want to adopt this every time, or do they want to go ahead with it and, or just submit the letter in there? Because we don't want to miss out on what they're going to pay us, because it's usually about $3,000, $4,000, and I'm working right now to get the one in from the past time they said they would pay it.
Okay.
And so we're working to get that done right now.
Well, it's worded to change it to $30 per day, so we can do that today, but if we need to take action later and set it at the, just set it at the state reimbursement rate?
Yes.
We could do that.
Yes.
But we can't do that today.
And I'd like to have this retroactive to January 1st if possible, because we have a jury that's out that got picked yesterday on the 14th, and today we're meeting today, if that's all right.
Okay.
We can actually do that.
We can, I think we can.
I move to change the jury reimbursement amount to $30 per day after the first day of first service, effective January 1, 2013.
Thank you.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka, to change the jury reimbursement rate to $30 per day for the first day of service, effective January 1, 2013. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item five is to discuss and take action to approve the purchase of an office chair for Commissioner Precinct One.
And I do have an ad from Caucus Depot on the amounts and chairs.
Which one do you want?
One of those two. I'm just sitting in the first, so. Or I could do that one.
Okay. You're talking about for this price here, then?
Yes. Or less.
$130. We don't have one in storage anywhere?
I went to look at the ones over there in the rock building, and some of them have holes in them, and they got taped, and one of them's missing an arm, and.
Missing a roller.
Sounds like home.
Missing, yeah.
So So what I do have right now is one of the old wooden chairs from the old bank building, and it doesn't scoot very well. Doesn't have a roller. It's just four legs.
She's got it.
Either one of those is what she thought.
$120.
Normally $200. Yeah. Pretty much $150.
Yeah.
What we've normally done.
Okay. That one work?
We just need to
hit the budget.
I'll move to approve the purchase of an office chair for precinct one up to $150.
Second.
And the way it is in the budget, there's a line item in non-departmental. And that's why she would have to come and ask, or anybody has to come and ask to buy office furniture. There's one line item in non-departmental that includes so that people can buy office furniture and stuff.
Okay.
Motion by Commissioner Hefner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the purchase of an office chair for Commissioner Precinct 1 up to $150. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 6 is to discuss and take action regarding jail food purchases. We're going to have to go ahead and do that again. We really need to take some action today because they're only going to have a month. We're going to have to make a decision again on February the 15th about who we're going to contract with. Now, I have visited with the sheriff about it, and what he would like us to do is change the bid increment to once a year rather than every 2 months.
That's what a lot of other counties do, annual.
And he just shops monthly, correct?
It'll be pretty well set.
Year?
Yeah.
It'll be pretty well set.
I conferred with the man who runs it.
And
what would be a negative?
I don't know of one.
And you've looked into it, some of these other jail?
To me, this, you know, every time you turn around, you're going to be, you know, work them to death down there through the bid process every 2 months. And other counties are doing annually. So I don't.
Here are the two figures.
I don't see a downside to it.
Here are the two figures.
We had four that bid last time. Reinhardt, U.S.
U.S. Foods.
Benny Keith.
And
Cisco.
So
and it may be even more competitive doing an annual contract.
To figure what we've done, what we need to do.
Just take action to change the...
to go out for bids and change the...
Yeah, stand on bids, and are we going to put a date on them from time to time?
Just we're going to need them here again on February the 15th.
I'd say an annual contract from that date.
From 15th to 15th.
It'll be March the 1st because we're contracted with U.S. Foods until March 1.
That'd be good. That kind of puts it out in the middle. There's nothing really going on at that time.
Yeah, that's a good – yeah.
Yeah.
And Commissioner Hefner and I had talked about this. Maybe if I ask Jill to try to pick out, like, 25 just staple foods, like sugar, flour – just basic, you know, pinto beans, things that they buy, so that we can have a better comparison when we see those numbers and tell them we want you to bid these 25 foods or you know, however many y'all think.
If they want to bid like they did last time, but I'd like to see, like he said, the top 24, 25 items side by side so we can actually compare each vendor.
I would
instead of having to look, because they put up their bid formats were different and you couldn't really compare the... You know, the prices, so they were all over in different places and called different things.
Case pricing.
I'll see if I can get her to do that.
But even if you do that, though, you're not going to split the bids.
No.
You're going to still look at the bottom line.
You still
line.
Want to bid on everything.
It's overall best.
But I mean, you know, we want things that we buy every day so we can compare.
Now, bread, milk, and what's
last time it was just hard to compare.
I think they actually bid meat. I don't think they.
Okay.
Which,
so when we get the bids on the chicken and the fish and everything.
Winsboro Packing was a little unhappy with this and okay. TV Ball, but
yeah. All right.
Why? Just cause.
Well, they had been buying some food from Winsboro Packing and from TV Ball.
You mean Mineola Pack?
Mineola, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
okay.
But that's up, I mean, we, that's up to them, however they want to do that.
So we can, so we need to move to go out for jail bids and set the...
We need to receive jail bid...
Increments at 1 year.
Okay, so I'll move to go out for, advertise for jail food purchases and set the bidding increments at annual.
Beginning March 1.
Beginning March 1, 2013.
With them including the top 25.
Well, he's going to try to...
Yeah, I'll talk to her about that.
I second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to change the jail food bidding increment to annually beginning March 1. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 7 is to discuss and take action to approve painting Commissioner Precinct 3's office. Commissioner Burke would just like to paint his office.
I just want to paint it and I'll buy the paint, so.
You're painting it?
I can paint it. I've been to the board. I may get some help, but I...
A soft color.
I'm with Lamar Burke.
A soft color?
Yeah, soft.
Not orange?
Nothing shocking.
Maroon and white's the only color.
Maroon and white.
Not orange, but it has to be maroon and white. Something like that.
Not burnt orange?
I think we should only approve pink.
Pink?
I move with Lamar to Commissioner Burke to repaint his office at his expense.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to paint the Precinct 3 Commissioner office. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Okay, at this time, the court's going to go into executive session as authorized by Vernon's Texas Code's annotated 551.074A1 to interview road and bridge applicants and the maintenance department applicants. Let's go. Talk first. Under item 9, the court will reconvene into open session and take any action necessary regarding road and bridge personnel and maintenance department personnel.
You want to take them in that order, respectively?
Sure.
Maintenance, which one first?
Road and bridge. Road and bridge.
Based on the interviews that we've had, I'm not convinced, honestly, that we've heard the best that might be for our county, and I'd like to go out personally. I'd like to see if we have any other applications. I'd make that a motion if there's no discussion. I'd make a motion that we seek additional applications till the 1st of February.
Well, I'll
How about if we bring it back on the 31st, our meeting on the 31st
of January?
Okay, yes, I amend that to January 31st.
Second.
And is your motion to have it back on the agenda on the 31st and continue to take applications?
Continue to take applications until the 31st, have it on the agenda, and then okay. Take action.
All right. The motion by Commissioner Burka and seconded by Commissioner Gentry is to continue the application process in Road and Bridge until the 31st and have it back on the agenda that day. Those in favor?
Aye.
All right.
We had.
And let me say this: your applications are still in, and you may be recalled on the 31st. So just keep that in mind.
I wasn't trying for this supervisor job. I just wanted to have to apply for the regular maintenance position.
Okay.
So that's on Road and Bridge?
Yes. Okay, maintenance?
Doing Road and Bridge or
maintenance? Nope. That was road. That was all we're going to. Isn't that all we need to do on Road and Bridge?
Now we're on maintenance.
Maintenance.
Okay. We interviewed the people, and I want to move that we hire David Erb as maintenance supervisor.
Erb, ERB. Is there a second? Motion fails for lack of a second.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept Chuck Mears as maintenance supervisor.
Second.
A motion by Commissioner Barco, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to appoint Chuck Mears as the maintenance supervisor. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That passes.
Judge, do we need to discuss anything about the probation or anything like that that we talked about?
Yeah.
Do we need to talk about that now?
Yes.
His salary, and I think he may not want to start till the 1st of February.
Okay. Chuck is has agreed to come to work for us for a salary of $15,120 annually. And I believe his desire is to come to work on February 1st. We are going to set a probationary period.
6 months?
90 days.
Yeah, I know 6 months.
Is 90 days enough?
6 months.
The experience I've had, 4 months is a good, so you may want to go 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months.
I don't have a problem with that. If the court doesn't have a problem with that, set a probationary period of 6 months.
Will that give him enough time to do his jail certification?
Yes.
Is that an all-day, everyday school?
2 weeks.
I wonder what there is to learn.
Is there a, well, we might be checking see if there's a possibility to squeeze that in before February 1st.
Might talk to Chuck.
Yeah.
You said it was a 2-week school, didn't you, Judge?
I don't think he's going to be able to.
It's 2 weeks.
I mean,
I don't know when the next one is, but it's at certain times.
We can ask him to try to get him to get in there. But Chuck is able to be jail certified, which is was pretty important to the court, and we're basically a requirement to the court.
Do we put that in the form of a motion, the probation period?
Well, I was just gonna restate it if we were through.
Yeah.
Okay.
15-120.
So
15-120.
The motion by Commissioner Barco is to set Chuck Mears' salary at $15,120 annually, the start date being February 1, and there be a 6-month probationary period. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Heffner. Those in favor?
Aye.
That passes.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.